Let me locate myself here. Yeah, here we are. Here's what the Lord said to me. So, Jordan, come on. Come on, Jordan. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to. I'm going to hold the mic in my hand. He's going to. You ready? All right, Jordan going to help me. Okay. All right, let's back up, Jordan. Can y'all get us on the thing? Because y'all got to see us. Got it. You got us? Here's what the Lord said to me. And I was studying, meditating on these scriptures and feeding on them. He said, if you teach my children these truths, he said, I don't care how old or how young they are, the devil won't mess with them like he messed with generation past. They become warriors. So here's what he said. He said, I want you to take Jordan and do an illustration. Jordan, how old were you when you first started on your path?
Four.
4 years old. 4 years old. If there's a game you know how to pull up right now and play, let me see. Pull that game up, see can you do it. All right, go ahead. Turn your music up so they can hear it. They can't see it. There you go. Here it comes. It's charging up. Hallelujah. Now we're in full flow. Y'all hear? I'm looking at it. He passing all the stops. Now, Jordan, thank you. You got it? All right, Jordan. You will be what, 8 years old?
August the 29th.
August the 29th. And he have learned how to operate this pad. And what he's doing, I have a problem. He learned this. He started at four. Now he's doing it. Is there any other games you know how to play? Can you find them? Let's see. Uh-oh. I wish y'all could see it. Oh, there we go. All right. To save time, I see you know how to handle this thing. Amen. What if this pad, did you bring your cord? Didn't bring it, did you? Well, What is this pad? Does this pad have to, do you have to charge it or anything like that?
I have to charge it.
Huh? Talk up.
I have to charge it.
What happens if it run out of juice?
I have to charge it.
You know how to do that? What would you do if it suddenly died on you? Oh, you got a plug in there. So you plug it in, and it'll charge up. And what did it do? Start back playing? All right. Here's my whole point. Come on, Jordan. Step right up here. Here's my whole point, the Lord said. He said, you see how well he can handle this, and you got kids who do the same thing. Right? You see how he didn't have no problem. And if I were trying to find a gang, I would have a problem. I have to be taught. But here's my whole point. He said, why don't you teach your children how to believe me the same way? How to use the name of Jesus the same way? He says they can learn that. They can learn how to use the name of Jesus in any situation. When any devil show up, any kind of pain hit their body, they can say, in the name of Jesus, don't you try to put that on me. He said, why don't you teach them? I said, okay, Lord, I'll be faithful. He said, illustrate it before them and tell them to go do it. And I'm about to teach you something if you will be as submitted to learning as he is to this pad. I'm about to teach you something. If you're as submitted to learn, are you just sucking up air? Are you just in the building? Are you ready to learn? Do I have some people ready to learn about spiritual things? Okay, y'all. Thank you. You can go to your class if you want to. Thank you. All right. Where did I get this? Amen. All right, you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Since we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we were picked out or chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and I just read you the scripture. And I'm going to read through them this time, and I'm not going to pause. Just as in his love, he chose us in Christ, actually selected us for himself as his own before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy, that is, consecrated, set apart for him, purpose-driven, blameless in his sight, in love. He predestined it and lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his kind intentions and good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace and favor, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved, his son Jesus Christ. Listen, he raised us up together with Christ, and we are sitting in the same seat with the Lord Jesus, because we have his body. I'm gonna say it again. You're thinking, when we get this revelation, we are seated, or we are sitting in the same seat with Jesus. I'm gonna ask you a question, because I know you're intelligent. When you sit down in the seat you're sitting in, were your head over there and your body over there? Where was your head? wherever your body is seated. And the Bible plainly said God raised Jesus from the dead and did what? Sit him at his own what? Right hand. Didn't he say it?